This star had to go to great lengths to defend his use of orange juice in coffee. To be fair to Ashton Kutcher, he said it's only something he does occasionally.
Orange juice in the coffee. Hold on. I'm not big on creamers. I usually drink black coffee, but occasionally I like light roast black coffee. And one of the things about light roast black coffee is that it has citrus notes in it. And it's one of the things that make, it's the acidity that sort of gives it a brightness when you're drinking coffee. And so it doesn't get that burnt sense about it. So if I ever have like a medium roast coffee and I'm like, I really would prefer this be a little bit more light roast, I take just a splash, not very much, a splash of orange juice brightens up the coffee and gives it a little bit of sweetness.
Okay, so I understand what he's saying, but I don't know if I could ever bring myself to put orange juice in coffee.
It's a specific kind, though, a light roast that has the citrus notes in it. I think if there's a hint of citrus, then putting more citrus in is supposed to be fine, right, in theory?
I mean, that's what he's saying. I drink a lot of coffee. I drink light roast.
Yeah.
And I agree with him about the dark roast coffee. Sometimes that has a little bit more of a burnt or heavier flavor to it.
Okay.
The light roasts, I don't always get citrus from light roast, so I don't know. Like that whole orange juice and coffee thing, again, kind of a combination of food that I don't know if I could be on board with, like, 100%. So
you're going to have to try it and then report back.
I don't know if I could even do that, but okay. So yeah, I was thinking, all right, what weird food combination do you swear by? I'll say that if we're sticking in the coffee lane, I've put mayonnaise in coffee before. And I've also put butter in mayonnaise or butter in coffee before, and both of them work.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, both of them work. Now, I'm not going to say that I go to and gravitate towards coffee and mayonnaise or coffee and butter, but
I just feel like if it was meant to be, that mayonnaise would be at the coffee bar as a condiment you can add. Like, I feel like they would suggest it, like, this is approved. But I feel like that's not approved. That's not approved.
Okay, so what about this? I had a manager back when I worked at the sandwich shop, and he made, and I thought it was pretty good. I had to wrap my brain around what I was eating, but it was a turkey, open-faced turkey sandwich, cheese, and chocolate sauce.
Listen again, I am fully team chocolate on pretty much anything. I've had chocolate sandwiches before where it's the sourdough bread, it's been buttered and like toasted, and it's like chocolate sauce, and that's like salty and sweet, and it's so good. But the turkey is throwing me off.
Well, yeah, the turkey is a little bit more savory, and so you got the savory and the sweet. But like,
yes,
I said, I had to get over what I was eating, but it was good. Got a text from a listener who said peanut butter and cheese sandwiches.
Peanut butter and cheese?
Yeah, she says, sounds weird, but really isn't. As a kid, we had the government food, which was a brown bag of white bread, a tube of peanut butter, and a brick of cheese, and we just put it all together.
Oh my gosh.
She says, to this day, I get a hankering a few times a year for it. Peanut butter and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Patrick says, I'm down to try OJ and coffee. A strange combo I like is peanut butter and syrup. And then syrup on scrambled eggs is good, too. Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah,
syrup just kind of like mixes into everything. Everything on your breakfast plate just kind of, you know, ends up together, and it's fine.
Is everybody fine with French fries and mayonnaise now?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because back when the movie Pulp Fiction came out in the 90s, there was that scene where he was like, man, I'll tell you, over in England, they put mayonnaise all over their French fries. And when I saw that scene for the first time, I was like, oh, disgusting. But now, French fries and mayonnaise, that's where it's at.
Well, fries and ranch work, so it just kind of makes sense. That's the natural progression. Like, it should be fine. It's kind of in the same family.
Yeah, people saying the peanut butter and pickle sandwich works. The jam and cheese sandwiches. I will say this is something that I have known to be true, and I get funny looks from people every single time I do it. When I do my grilled cheese, Yeah. And I'll ask my daughters if they want it this way, and they will say it maybe 1% of the time, yes. But grilled cheese, you can use any style of bread, any style of cheese, and put inside on one of the pieces of bread any type of jam or jelly.
Really?
Yep. A grilled cheese sandwich with jam or jelly cooked on the inside of it will change your life.
Now, I thought you were going to say, like, mayonnaise instead of butter to toast the grilled cheese.
I've done that before, too. That works.
Yeah, that's delicious. Sure. The Crystal from West Point says peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich. Sounds disgusting, but it works. Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
I've heard about that. Yep.
Really?
Tanya says the whole fries and frosty thing.
Yes, of course.
I think that's one of those things that, you know, it is not necessarily a disgusting food combination, just one that you got to get to at some point in your life.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Once you get there, you're like, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Toasted peanut butter and tomato sandwich. Lisa, get out of here with that.
Whoa.
Peanut butter and tomato was not a combination I was expecting to see there this morning, but here we are.
But you know what? This just kind of took me back, the whole breakfast food thing. Whenever I have like a sausage biscuit or an egg bacon and cheese biscuit, mm-hmm, I'll put grape jelly in there. It's really good.
Oh yeah. Grape jelly. And then grape jelly on sausage, on your breakfast sausage.
Yes.
Yeah, that works. That works.
Yes, and you know what, if you add grape jelly to like barbecue meatballs, delish.
Mm. All right.
Yes.
The whole Ashton Kutcher thing, coffee and orange juice, kind of got us thinking about this. But
food combos, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got one that you think we'd like to pass along, you can always text it or call it to us. 502-795-1997.